Lizzie could just stay in my room. There's a much less deadly beast in there.
That too. Just make sure they're okay. And take this with you just in case. You know how to use that?
Yeah. I used to shoot with my dad back home.
Red for fire, white for no fire. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
What a pain in the ass.
I don't know. Maybe it'll have its benefits.
Oh, really? Oh, I see how it is. You and Pegs, huh?
That's fine. As long as you stay off my list.
No. It's not like that at all. I was referring to the cat. It's not like one of them. Maybe we can learn something from it.
Dude, you experiment with the lady's cat, and you ain't never gonna get any more pussy. Well, besides just that one.
Oh, shit. Now that's funny.
Oh, fuck you. Who's on guard duty tonight?
I had it last night.
Yeah, well, I had it this morning, and I think that means it's you, Michael.
No way. I dragged those nasty-ass bodies up 2 flights of stairs, and I still smell like them. I'm taking another shower.
Dude, if it's just going to be us washing the front, this shit's going to get old real quick. Why can't one of them do it? I mean, if they get through the front door, they can just come and get us.
We need our rest. I mean, we are the best trained, and we need to be on alert if something goes wrong.
Fair enough. I'll go ask.
No need. I'll do it tonight, Michael.
Oh, shit. They just heard all that?
Real smooth.
You're a dick.
The next morning, Angel started planning the first recon mission. Whatever was said at dinner really set him in motion to do what needed to be done.
Okay, here. We found a map of the local area. Right now, we are here, and there isn't much in the immediate area where there might be survivors. But once you get over here, there's a lot of places to hide.
All right, I'm with you so far.
All right, so there are... All right, there's a few places here, here, and here that we can stop and get supplies. This is a great sporting goods store, and these markets right here next door. Now, our big stop is here at the hardware store. We need generators, and we need them soon. I mean, we lose power, all those frozen foods are useless. And that's easily half of what we have.
And how are you going to fit all this in one Hummer? With all the supplies, there will barely be enough room if you find anyone.
We take
out
a minimal
there.
Crew? Just 2 of us. If you don't mind, I'll take one of the spare rifles. Maybe you can see what you can do about fixing mine.
Oh, so you're going too?
I figure it'd be best if Saul and I went. You stay here.
You sure that's a good idea? Saul may be able to lift a heavy load, but he's no marksman.
It's better for the rest of these people if you stay here. If something happens to you, we'd have bigger problems.
What are you talking about?
Don't be naive. They feel much safer with you. Look, these people are holding on by mere threads, and last night was just one example. But no matter what happens, they stand firmly next to you, willing to do what it takes to get through this. Saul and I have little to do with that.
Where's all this coming from? Something in that stew last night make
it... Whatever. Consider it an order, then. You may not understand where it's coming from, but you are staying here. Oh, and you might want to start training these people on how to hold and use a gun. Datu was walking around with a safety off last night. Could have caused some serious damage to himself or someone else.
Wait. When are you leaving?
First thing in the morning. Saul's prepping the Hummer now.